Good morning. This is your daily inspirational. May you be blessed today as you consider the goodness of God as you rise up and begin. May your feet walk in the steps today. May your heart be upon Him, loving Him. The lover of your soul requires you to love him in return. You love him because he first loved you. While you were dead in sin, he loved you. And I want to go through a few verses today. I've been thinking a little bit about believing and what that obviously is a word we use a lot. I believe this and I believe that. And yet, sometimes it's maybe used with maybe not as firmly as we should use that word. Believing calls for action. And if I could give you a few earthly examples, if you have any situations where there is someone who believes in something, there is proof of what he believes by how he responds. There are people who believe that in order to receive a wage, they must work. So they go to work and receive a wage. The results are seen, the fruit of their labor is brought forth. There's people that believe that if they invest their love into someone, they would receive love in return, and so they do. They invest their love into someone. That will call for action. Investing your love in a relationship, it takes movement. It takes action. It takes favors, and it takes understanding of the one you're going to love, what they appreciate and what they don't, and you know, if you're a man and you have a wife, she does not appreciate certain things, then it is best you don't really do that. Maybe she don't like to be tickled, for example. You don't grow love by tickling her every day if she don't like it. It becomes aggravating, and so having knowledge of whom we're trying to love, knowing their inner heart and what they appreciate and what they do not appreciate. And so it is with the Lord. We do well to know what he appreciates. What is right and what is wrong. Back to the old right and wrong, good and evil. Believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. John 6, verse 47. Verily, verily, I say unto you, He that believeth on me hath everlasting life. Next verse says, I am the bread of life. If you believe in him, you will have everlasting life, eternal life. Now it calls for, in return, that we would be a slave. We would serve the Lord with gladness, knowing that we have been bought and redeemed, that his precious love was shown unto us by his suffering, by his taking our punishment, atonement for sin. Hallelujah. There is no other evidence that needed, yet he will give you more. He will confirm his word in your hearts so that you don't have faith without fruit. God is faithful. Always faithful to his people. God is near unto those who call upon his name. Those who believe enough to call. There's another verse. And it says, no one can come to me unless the Father draw him. And I will raise him up at the last day. If you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. These things I've written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. Choose life today. Do you believe? Is he able? Believe in thine heart. All the way in, deeply, believing on Lord Jesus Christ. Loving upon him. Full of passion, zeal. Pouring out, being spent, receiving and pouring out. Do you believe in the Lord Jesus? Does it work? Do you have fruit for your laborer? Love and joy and peace. The first three signs of a Christian. Love and joy and peace. May God bless your day.